We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph. We are starting 19 lines from the top. The first words on the line is Kol Hashi'orim Shkulim. And we're starting after that, Omar Rab Chanino. We're starting right after that, Omar Rab Chanino. We're continuing the Sugya, the Gadita about Yemois HaMashiach and the Kates when Mashiach is supposed to come. Om Rav Chanina, Ein Bein Dove Ba Ach Yisbakish Dog L'Choylo V'Lo Yimtza. Mashiach will not come until there's very little food around. Usually a Choylo, it's good to have meat or chicken for a Choylo, and at worst, some fish. There won't even be fish to be found. There'll be no fish to be found. Shneem says in the Pasuk, Oz Ashkiya Mimeim and Arisek V'Shem Noilach. I will make the waters settle, and the rivers will flow like oil, and when there's oil, Rashi says, there's no fish. When you have an oil spill in the water, there is no fish. Rashi says more like it's kafuim, it gets hard, you can't have fish. So this pasuk is talking about Mashiach, there won't be any fish because the water will turn to oil. What does it say after? V'kasav, v'asrei, v'yemuhu, atzmiach keren lebeis Yisrael. After that, it says in the pasuk that I will bring the geula, atzmiach keren, bring the geula to Klal Yisrael. Does not come much tikla malchus hazala miyisrael until the government, which is very low, will be eradicated from Klal Yisrael. Shenema v'koras hazalzalim mazmeres, like it says in the pasuk that Hashem will cut the zalzalim, which here means the government that's very low, b'mazmeres with these shears that cut like pruning shears. V'ksiv v'asrei, and it says in the pasuk be'isahi yoyvel shayla Hashem tzvokos and mushach murud, and that time Mashiach will come. Bring a present, Shaila Hashem, which is Mashiach will come for the people who are torn and pulled after the Mechemes Goyig Magog. So when Davu will come, when the government is completely very low and completely eradicated, like we have today, like the government in Eretz Yisrael and the government in other places are completely, they're very lowly government. Mashiach does not come until all the gassi ruach, all the haughty and arrogant people will be taken away from Klal Yisrael. I will take away from Klal Yisrael the alizei gavaseich, which means the arrogant people. I'm going to leave in Klal Yisrael the people who are anovim, the aniyim, vidal, and they will take v'chosu b'shem. They will sit in Hashem's tzel when Mashiach comes. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Ein b'davav Mashiach is not coming. Yichlu kol shavtayach v'shetroitrim Yisrael until all the judges and all the judges and dayanim leave. They're out of Klal Yisrael. Probably means the bad judges, the judges who are not passing in good. When we get rid of all of them, and then. And that time, and there won't be any normal leaders, because all the good judges and all the good shaitrim will not be here. We'll only have the judges who don't do the right thing, and just everyone. There won't be any way to run Klal Yisrael. That's when Mashiach comes. It says that when Mashiach comes, Hashem will clean away, like kibar means like soap. I'll take away your impurities, which means I'll take away all the impurities, and then I'll return the judges, or I'll return the good dayanim after we get rid of all the bad. And the pasuk says, "Ein Yerushalayim niftes ela b'tzedakah." Yerushalayim will not be saved only b'schus tzedakah. Shneim is in the pasuk, "Tzion mishpati pada b'shaveh b'tzedakah." That Tzion, which is Eretz Yisrael, will be saved b'mishpat and b'shaveh, and they come and then will come back from galus with tzedakah. Amra Papa, once we mentioned something about Dayanim, about judges, we mentioned something else. Amra Papa, this is not to do with Mashiach, Stam, Ibatli Yehiri, if the Yehirim, which are the haughty and the arrogant people, disappear, then Batli Amgushi, then we won't have any more the Amgushi. Amgushi Rashi has two pshatim, it means Kishavachas, who are either mean Kishavachas, or it means very strong, that they do bad things to Klal Yisrael. So, it means that if the people who are Yehiri, who are Baal Gaiva, because of that, we get the Amgushi. That's what happens. And in the battle of the Yehiri, then the Amgushi will disappear. Ibati Diyani, if the judges disappear, then Balti Gazafti. Then the Gazafti will also disappear, and Gazafti are the people who use force against Klal Yisrael. They're called the Gazripati. So the Gemara explains, If we get rid of the gaiva, then the amgushi will disappear. The chesiv says in pasuk ve'etzroiv kabarsi gaiach v'asir kol v'delaich. That if you ve'etzroiv kabarsi gaiach is referring to the gaiva, get rid of the gaiva, then v'asir kol v'delaich. I'll take away all your v'delaich, which literally means the tin, which means I'm going to take away all these people who do bad things to you. That's what it means in the pasuk. That's ve'ibatli. If the judge disappear, then the gazaftu disappear. The chesiv says the pasuk, "Heisir Hashem mishpatech pinoi veich." If you remove your judgments against that are not good, then pinoi veich will take away your enemies, which is the gazirpati. Zot moravaita back to Mashiach. Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Imri Isadar shemismait vahoylech. If you see the generation is getting smaller and smaller. I guess people are dying. It's becoming, or people are don't have any money anymore. So then you should know that Mashiach is on his way. Mashiach is here very soon. Shenem is the public verse. Am oni teshia. Hashem will save the am oni, the poor nation. Am Rav Yechanan. Reisi darsh tzaris. Rabbis boys love kanar. If you see that a lot of tzaris like a river comes against them, chakeloi, then you should hope for Mashiach. It's the times of Mashiach. Shneem says in the pasuk, ki yovei kanar tzar ruach Hashem noisaboi. If the tzar comes like a river, if the tzar means like the enemies, the distress comes like the river, and Hashem is hurting, is nisosaboi, lashon of like hurting us, then we know what's happening next is that there will be a geula. If we're getting tzaris from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a good sign. It means that the geula is very close. Ben David, Mashiach will not come, only a dar that's either entirely zakai or entirely chayiv. How do we know? The pasuk says, "V'dar shekulei zakeh." The pasuk says, "Chesiv amech kulam tzadikim la'olam yishu aretz." That when will the gula come? Amech kulam tzadikim. When everyone is tzadikim, v'dar shekulei chayiv. How do we know? The chesiv says in the pasuk, "V'yar ki ein ish, v'yishtem kem efkia." But there's no one left. No one. There's no person. There's no one to daven. There's no one to take care of us. V'chesiv lemani esa. Then I'll do it for my sake. So either kulei zakeh or kulei chayiv, then Mashiach will come. Zok the gemara vayter, a famous gemara. Rav Yishuv, Levi Rami, had a kasha. It says, the Ksiv says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ani Hashem be'ito achishana. I Hashem, I will bring Mashiach in the time and make him go quick. So it's a stira. Ksiv be'ito says that Mashiach will come in its time. The Ksiv achishana, that can make it go quicker. Zok Gemara, Zachu, if the Yezaycha, if they deserve Mashiach, you do tshuva ma'isim toivim, then Achishan will make it go quick. Lo Yezachu, but if not, they'll still come. Be'ita will be in the right time. This is similar to Shmuel Shita before, that it will come. Ma'isa, even if they're not deserving, it'll still come. Lema'isa, on time, it'll still come. Be'ita. So the Marvaita Omar Chzandia, Rav Yishuv Levi Rami, as a stira, it's a similar type of idea. Rav Yishuv Levi Rami, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Va'aru imanoni shmaya keba enosh osei. It says that Va'aru means like Vehine, means like, and behold, in the clouds will come, the Mashiach will come like in a cloud, which means like surprise, and mamash come in a cloud, like a major nace. The Ksiv, the other pasuk says, and pasuk says, Va'aru imanoni shmaya keba enosh osei. And it says in the pasuk, "Va'oni roichiv achamar." So it's a shikol stira. Is it coming? Is it coming? It's two different sukkim. One's in Daniel, and one is in Zechariah. But is it coming like a nace, like coming in the clouds, coming quickly, or is it coming like a oni roichiv achamar? So Gemara says, "Zochu if the zoicha, if they do the right Torah mitzvahs, then I'm an Shemaya. He'll come in a cloud, come quickly in a cloud. Lo zochu oni roichiv achamar. They'll come." As a oni b'reicha v'chamar. Oni b'reicha v'chamar is a simon of coming slowly, like a donkey comes slowly, a oni, downtrodden, b'reicha v'chamar. So that is more like the be'ita. Achishana is the anoni shemaya, comes like a cloud, comes surprisingly with a huge nace, and that's the difference. If they're zeicha, they'll come in like with the clouds. If the not zeicha, they'll come like a oni b'reicha v'chamar. So the Maravaita, Amalei Shvarmalka, L'Shmuel, Shvarmalka was the king of Persia, and he had Shaychus to Shmuel, he asked Shmuel a question, Amrisa Mashiach HaCham Rasi, you say in the Pasuk, Mashiach will come on a chamar, on a donkey. That's not Bekavadik. Eshlei Shusi Barakad Eshlei, I'll send you a very nice horse that I have. I have a beautiful horse for Mashiach to ride on. So Shmuel answered, Amalei, Mi Yisrcha Bar Chivar Gavni, do you have a horse that has 100 colors? And he basically, Rashi's Mashmah, he's just trying to push him off. But to say your lemaisa, your horse is not as good as Mashiach's donkey. He didn't mean mamish that it has 100 colors like Rashi says. He's just pushing him off. He's saying, don't worry, that donkey is a good donkey. It's better than your horse. Rav Shimon Levi found a Yonavi standing at the entrance of the cave of Rav Shimon Vechai. Pashas, that means Rav Shimon Vechai's cave where he learned Torah. And this was after he was nifter already. I guess they came back there to learn. And he found Elio Anavi at the door of the cave, at the entrance of the cave of Shimon Vechai. Amalei, so Rav Shimon Levi asked Elio Anavi, Asina la'alma da'asi, will Avi zeicha to ilm haba? Amalei, so Elio answered him, Yirtza adon hazeh, if Hashem wants. Om Rav Shimon Levi, Shnayim Reisi, I see two people, I see you and Rav Shimon Vechai, you Elio Anavi, Rav Shimon Vechai, because Toish Shemati, I hear a third voice, which was the Shechina. Amalei, then Rav Shimon Levi asked Elio, Emas osim Mashiach, when will Mashiach come? So Amalei, Elio said, Dad, go ask him. Zil Shaila Day, go ask Mashiach himself. Hey, Yosef, where's he sitting? Apischa de Karta, he's sitting at the door of the city. My Simon, he said, how do I know? A lot of people sitting by the door. How do I know which one's Mashiach? How do I know which one is him? Yosef ben Aniyah saved the Chalom. He said, the Simon is, Yosef said, his Simon is, he's sitting among the Aniyim that have diseases, that are sick. V'kulun shar v'asir v'chad zimna, they untie their bandages all at once. They have a bunch of wounds. They untie it at once, they clean it, and put it back. But there's one person, he was Sharichad Vazichad. He unties one bandit at a time and ties it. Why? Because Mashiach might come. Amar, Dilma Mabina, Mashiach might come in a second. Might be Akishana, and Delay Akiv. I don't want to have to do another bandage. So therefore, I only do one at a time. Therefore, it shouldn't take too much time if I have to leave immediately. So Taka Kachava Ozogabe, Shulay went to Mashiach. Amalei, he said to him, Shalom, and Mashiach said, He said to Mashiach, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Amiri. He says, Shalom Alecha, my Rabbi Amiri. Amalei, so Mashiach said, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levoi. And he called him Bar Levoi. Shalom Alecha, son of Levi. Amalei, Shalom Levi asked him, Levi, when are you coming? Amalei, Hayoim, I'm coming today. Also, he was all excited. Also, Gav, yo, came back to Yo. Amalei, my Amalech, what did he tell you? Amalei, so Rav Shimon Levi told Yo that Mashiach told me, Shalom Alecha, Bar Levoi. Which means he gave me a Shalom Aleichem and he called me by my name. Amalei, that's a simon. Eftach loch levuch la'am la'asi. That means that you and your father are both going to be zeicha to Olam Haba since he called you by the name. Because if he would not be a tzaddik, he would not have mentioned you would not have greeted you and would not have mentioned your father's name. Amalei, said, then Shulayim said to Elio Navi, I guess they waited till the end of the day. He says, Shkuri Kashaka, but he lied to me. He said he's coming today. But la'asi, he didn't come. Amalei, he wasn't lying. Hachi Amalach. This is what he's telling you. Hayoim im bekoil tishmau. Today he will come if you listen to Hayoim bekoil. If you listen to Hashem and you do Torah mitzvahs, then it's possible to come today. Again, like we said, that it's possible to come by Achishena if we do Torah mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim and we do tshuva, then it could come Hayoim 100% to come Hayoim. It's not a lie. He's ready to come. Shol Tamidah's Reis Bekisma. The Tamidah Reis Bekisma asked him. When is Mashiach coming? Omar, he answered, if I tell you when he's coming, I'm scared you're going to ask me for a ois, for a sign that I'm saying the truth. I will not ask you for a sign. I'll tell you when Mashiach will come. When the gate falls, and it's rebuilt. It falls again, and it's rebuilt. And the and will not be rebuilt. This is by the gate of Rome, I think this is. It was in the gate of Rome, and that's where he was sitting. And he said, when this gate falls once, and they rebuild it. It falls again, and rebuild it. By the third time it falls, before it gets rebuilt, Mashiach will come. Amrulai, Rebbeinu Tein Lulai, he's given us a simon. Amrulai, V'lei Marti, V'lei Kach Amarti, you tell me you're not to ask for an ice, you're not going to ask for ice. Amalei af pikein, still give us ice. Amalehem, I'll give it ice. Im kain, ikach, I'm right, yehofchu mei maris pamayis dam. The waters of Pamayis, which was the top above the Yarden, where the Yarden comes from this river, they turned into dam, and kachava, venefchu dam, taka turned into dam, so they saw he was right. Another thing that, another nevuah, a ruach kairis, Yosef Kistner said, B'shas p'tirasoi, when he was nifta, Omar lehem, he told his talmidim, hemiku li aroinoi, put my aroin very deep into the ground, she'ain kol dekel v'dekel shebabavol. Because I'm telling you two things. I think he was Eretz Yisrael, but he's saying, first of all, I'll tell you something about Babylon, I'll tell you about Eretz Yisrael. Shein kol the armies of Goy Gemagul will be so big. Shein kol dekel v'dekel v'shebabavel. Shein sus shal parasim nikshavam. The Persians, I guess that's part of the Mechemes before Mashiach of Goy Gemagul, or... But this will be the Mechemes Magog Magog, that's what Rashi says, that it ain't called Dekav Eretz Bavel. There won't be any palm tree in Bavel that doesn't have a same sus shall parsi a mixture by that sus, a horse of the Persian will not be tied to it. But ain't lecha called Arim va Arim shemayso, and there's a soil, they will take out every single Arim from the ground and use it as a trough for the behemoths to eat straw out of it. Shem sus modai oichel by tevin. There won't be any Arim in Eretz Yisrael not used for Tevin. So he's saying, therefore, do not put me into the ground because I don't want my arm to be taken out. So Rashi says, "Matzino Arayinus Chutz LeKarka Va'isim Mavusim BeMechemes Goy Gemagog." That Mechemes Goy Gemagog, this is what's going to happen. There was not a nevuah that he said. So first of all, he said two things. First of all, he said that Mashiach. The first thing he said that Mashiach will come. He gave him the time for Mashiach. They didn't ask for a sign, but he said that Mashiach will come when the wall falls down the third time by Rome and it'll rebuilt. That's what he said, number one. And number two, he said, Rashi says that the Shar shall ir roim you should be ir roim yoyis Shar. And then he said that the second of all, that don't put me into the ground because they're going to use every single Aron as a trough for straw for the behemoths. Therefore, put my Aron very, very deep in the ground. They shouldn't be able to take it out.